We now proceed to lesson number 13 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. We will today learn Perek Gimel, Mishneh Tes and Yud, the 9th and 10th Mishnayos of the 3rd Perek. In the 9th Mishnah, Mishneh Tes, we're going to continue the procedure, the sequence through which the Kohen Gadol moved on Yom Kippur. We just learned that he stood next to the cow, which he was going to offer as a korban on behalf, korban chatos, a sin offering, on behalf of himself and his household. To this point, that animal has not yet been slaughtered. What has been done is smicha. The Kohen Gadol, dressed in his big day lovon, pressed his hands upon the neck of the animal and confessed the vidui, which we studied about in Mishneh Ches. Now, the Kohen Gadol is on the move. He leaves this section of the Azorah. He leaves a section between the Mizbeach and the Ulam and moves below the Mizrach HaAzorah. He goes to the eastern side, the entryway of the courtyard where the Mizbeach is, but he went all the way to the door of it. Litzvon HaMizbeach, facing the Heichel, Tzofon, north is to your right. So he is in the lower right-hand corner, so to speak, of the Azorah, if one is looking west to the Heichel. Haskan Miyamino, as he goes on this little walk, the Skan, the vice Kohen, is standing to his right, on his right hand. This is the Kohen, who was the backup Kohen, in case something would happen to the Kohen Gadol, is known as the Skan. Verosh Beis Av Mismolo. We already studied that the Kohanim were divided into 24 large groups known as Mishmoros, and every week a different Mishmor would serve in the Beis HaMikdosh. Within the week, the Mishmor was divided into 6 Botei Avos, 6 families, one for every day of the week, and on Shabbos they all served. But if the Yom Kippur would fall on some day of the week, the Rosh Beis Av, the head of the family designated to serve that day, would also accompany the Kohen Gadol on the walk, but he would be to the left of the Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol is now marching from the west to the east and a little bit from the south or the middle to the north, and with these two Kohanim accompanying him. Visham, in this northeastern corner of the Azorah, were Shnei Se'irim, 2 goats, which of course we will learn a great deal more about as we proceed. V'kalpi Hoysasham, there in the northeast corner, besides the goats, there was a kalpi. A kalpi is a wooden chest. Uvo shnei gorolos. There were 2 lots in that chest. And the chest was made shel eshgroa hayu. It was made of a type of wood known as boxwood. V'asoon ben gamlo shel zohov. The Kohen Gadol, whose name was Yehoshua ben Gamlo, he made these 2 gorolos out of gold. So they were no longer made of boxwood, but rather out of gold. So here you have this box, this kalpi, which was a wooden box, and in it were now 2 golden lots. We'll learn what was written upon each of them. V'hoyu mazkirin oso lishvoch. Yehoshua ben Gamla was always mentioned with words of praise, because he donated these golden lots, these golden gorolos. Since we are learning about special donations, praiseworthy donations to the Beis HaMikdosh, Mishneh Yud continues with other individuals who made such donations. Ben Katin, a man named Ben Katin who was a Kohen Gadol at one time, also Shneim Osar Dad Lakiyar, he made 12 spouts. A dad literally is a breast. It means a spout in this case. to the fountain. Shlohayu lo elishnayim. Originally, there are only two spouts. V'yafhu, this ben katan also made, also muchni lakiyar. He made a wheel, a wooden wheel, so that the kiyar could be lowered into the well beneath the ground. Shlo yihiyu meimav nifsodun belino. Generally, if you have water, which is being used for the kiddush yodayim v'raglayim, and the water is put in a basin of klei shoreis, in a basin, a bowl or a cup belonging to the Beis HaMikdosh, if it's kept overnight, that water becomes posel. So what they would have to do is often just pour out the water from the kiyar. Now that the kiyar could be lowered by means of this wheel down into the well, so that its water was not detached from the well, the water could be kept in the kiyar even overnight. This was the invention of the contribution of this ben kotin. Munvaz HaMelech, there was a king, the king of Chadayev, which is a province in the north of Aram Naharayim, probably somewhere around where Iraq or perhaps even southern Iran is today. He became a ger together with his mother Helena, some decades before the destruction of the Second Temple. So Munvaz HaMelech, this king, he made a contribution so that all the handles of all the utensils, even those utensils like knives, which could not be made of gold, but he made sure at least the handles were made of gold. Hilni Imo, Helena, his mother, she made a golden chandelier, a golden lamp, which she placed al pischo shel heichal, which was placed upon the doorway to the heichal. The Gemara describes how when the sun rose, it shined upon this nivreshes, upon this menorah, upon this chandelier, and sent out all sorts of rays of gold so that everyone knew that it was now dawn, it was now time for Kriyas Shema. V'yafhi osiso tavlo shel zohov. She also made and donated to the Beis HaMikdash a golden tablet, Sheparosha Soto Kisuva Oleha, upon which was written the passage in the Torah in Parshas Noso, which describes the procedure of the Soto. So if a Kohen had to transcribe the words necessary to be transcribed and to be erased, he didn't have to copy those words out of a Sefer Torah. He could copy those words from this golden tablet donated by Hilni. Finally, the Mishnah speaks of another hero, Nicanor, Naasu Nisim Adal Sosov. Great miracles happened to the two doors which he contributed to the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara tells a story that Nicanor made two gorgeous doors made of a certain type of wood called barosh and layered over with copper, and he imported them from Egypt. As the ship was going from Egypt to Eretz Yisrael, the boat encountered a storm and one of the doors was thrown overboard. The storm continued. They were about to throw over the other board to lighten the weight of the boat. But Nicanor held on to this second door and said, no, if you're going to throw this door into the water, you've got to throw me into the water with it. At that point, the storm subsided. But Nicanor, the rest of the voyage to Eretz Yisrael, was very upset. One door he thought was at the bottom of the sea. The other door he held on to. When the boat reached the port of Akko, lo and behold, what do you think was floating right adjacent to the boat? The first door. So he took both doors and put them as doorways to the gate of the temple courtyard, so that gate is known forevermore as Sha'arei Nicanor, the gates of this man called Nicanor. V'hayu mazkiren oso lishvach. He was always remembered to his merit. He was always praised for what he did. So at this point, at the end of Mishnah Yud, we have learned about various individuals, beginning with Yehoshua ben Gamla and Ben Kotin and Munvaz and Hilni and Niknor, who are always remembered for all time and eternity because of their heroic, generous contributions to the Beis HaMikdash. And so we have finished lesson number 13.